Live. We're launching into hour number two of the program. You, as always, can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 1-800-259-9231. And that is the SACL CAI toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As we roll right into the phone calls to start things out this hour, go to Bill in Oklahoma. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Do we have me this time?
We do. What's on your mind?
Awesome. Well, first of all, I wanted to thank Mark for humoring me this evening on the last segment when he was talking about flipping through forms for the pumpkins in Iowa. It kind of reminded me of a movie that I watched in the 80s. It was Fast Times at Ridgemont High. in the fast food scene where Judge Reinhold is trying to fill out that money-back guarantee form, and that just kind of brought it back to mind. So thank you, Mark, for that.
You're welcome. I've heard that's a good movie. I've not ever seen it, though.
Yeah, it's a classic. The reason
what I want to know is who would name their kid Judge? What kind of a name is that?
An attorney, maybe?
I think you should name I think a good name for a boy would be Senator.
to catch people up with the speed, last time I called in, I wasn't feeling quite myself. I was celebrating a birthday, and
you're 29, right?
Yeah, well, yes. I turned 30, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, while I was preaching to the spirits of an unholy kind, somebody in my family thought highly of me to give me a stock in Google.
Okay.
So I got this stock in Google that I didn't have to pay a dime for, and so I'm now taking this interest in the stock market. Well, today, as it turns out, our lovely Federal Reserve, the institution we all love so well, has pumped an additional $41 billion into the nation's economy, driving my stock down.
Mm. Wow.
It'll come back.
Well, here's what I kind of thought was interesting, was that this was the same body, the same governed body, that just the day before cut interest rates. So what exactly were they trying to accomplish? They were trying to save somebody money for by cutting the interest rates the
right.
day before, but then they offset it by increasing my inflation the day after.
Mm-hmm. Who knows what
yeah,
they're
but people
doing.
Don't notice the they really don't understand that them pumping more money into the economy actually devalues the money
them.
They
yeah.
have. Yeah.
I just thought it was totally just asinine.
Oh,
but,
it's, insane.
You know,
it's an insane system.
Yep. Interesting observation, Bill. Any other thoughts tonight?
No, that's it. Thanks,
thanks
guys.
For the call,
thank
dude.
You.
Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Look, I'm no stock trader, but I've heard that Google one's pretty good.
Well, it's a good company, then it's likely going to be a good stock. I mean, obviously, there's ups and downs from day to day. But,
sure.
You know, when you pick a company that you like that's providing a good product, chances are good that you're going to make some money.
Hey, since we're talking money, how about that oil, huh? How about that barrel price? Almost $100. Will that go up $10 in a week?
Probably just going to continue to go up.
Wow. And we're going to feel it at the pump soon enough. 800.
They say if we attack Iran, then it's going to go to $200.
I'm not attacking Iran. I don't know about you.
The United States of America.
All righty. The government. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dave in Athens, listening on WAIS. Athens, Ohio. Dave, hello.
Hi, guys. This year we had 519 arrests on the Halloween bash on the road.
There were 519 arrests in Ohio?
Yeah, on the road into Athens for the Halloween bash on Saturday.
Now, Athens is a college town, is it not?
Yeah.
Is that what it is, primarily college kids?
Yeah. Primarily
what were they arrested
college.
For? Huh? What were most of the arrests for?
Some drugs and a couple fugitives were arrested.
Were they stopping everyone?
The way I read it, they were stopping certain ones that were heading for Athens, which is a police checkpoint technically considered unconstitutional.
Well, yeah, I don't know about that, because they've been doing them for years, so you'd think someone would have challenged them by now. But this isn't unprecedented. I mean, they've harassed concert goers in other states. If they know that there's some shindig going on, they'll put up a roadblock and they'll just check everybody out and shake people down.
It doesn't make it right, but that's what they do.
Nope. And they get away with it time and time again. Dave,
but the good thing is, at the Halloween base, there was only 30 arrests.
Wait, when was it? When were there 30 arrests?
Saturday night.
Versus last night, where there were 500?
versus last Thursday through Saturday on the highway.
Yikes. Thanks for the story. We appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Jorge in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello? Jorge?
Hello?
Hey.
Don Hannity? I like to speak to Don Hannity. This is Don Hannity program.
You should know better between his show and our show. He always talks to politicians, and we don't like them.
Is that you?
It is.
Is that you in the Free Talkers?
Yes.
Am I on the Free Talkers?
How was your Halloween?
I'm on the Free Talkers.
What did you dress up as? Did you get to do anything exciting for Halloween?
Let me guess. I dressed up as a drunk Mexican,
right?
Yes, as a Mexican. Hey, man, I love the Free Talkers. What are you guys talking about? Freedom, liberties?
Well, maybe here and there.
I love it, guys.
We were actually talking about Halloween, and we're going to get into the Hell Houses. Are you familiar with those?
Hell House? Yeah. I do not know. What do you see? Tell me about it.
That's where the Jesus people
are. Hey, Ian, I don't really care. Can I tell Mark a joke? Yeah, Mark, I have a joke for you.
I'm ready.
Yes. Why did the chicken cross the road?
I don't know. Why?
You're supposed to say, who's there?
What's that?
One more time?
You're supposed to say, who's there?
Oh, who's there? Sorry, who's there?
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Who's there?
Because he wanted to get to the other side.
That's excellent.
How'd you think that one up? Thanks for the call. What happened to my rim shot? Oh, I had the volume turned down. Damn it. That was the one time I was going to have the rim shot at the right time, and my volume was turned down. I even have a nice new rim shot. It sounds better than my old.
That is a nice one.
Yeah. All right. 800-259-9231. So, yeah, anything goes on Free Talk Live.
Great.
Whether it be... I don't know. The joke was a little lacking.
No. The joke before that, he asked you a question.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
No, I didn't really care. Let me ask you a joke. That was funny.
Right. That was. 800-259-9231. So, you can call about anything. It doesn't matter if it's liberty-related or whatever. Hell Houses. That's an okay topic. Donuts. Whatever you want. Cindy Cathart, according to USA Today, was angry with God on the brink of divorce and suicide on October 30th, 1998, when her nephew dragged her to a hell house. Though raised Lutheran, she repeatedly refused her sister's invitations to come to church and had no desire for a relationship with God. All of that changed as she walked through Hell House. Hell Houses are intended to literally scare the hell out of people. Participants walk through several scenes depicting the consequences of things like abortion, homosexuality, and drunkenness. She says, as I went from scene to scene, God just started working on my heart and showing me that it's not Him that caused this. It was the lack of having God in my life. Mm. By the time she reached the heaven scene, Cathcart was on her knees, begging God for forgiveness and asking Jesus for salvation. While some Christians aren't certain what to make of Halloween, unsure whether to embrace or ignore all the goblins and ghoulishness, some evangelical churches use October 31st as a day to evangelize. Pastor Keenan Roberts of the New Destiny Christian Center in Thornton, Colorado, who created Hell House as an outreach tour and tool in 1995, said, Hell House is not a celebration of Halloween. It's not even a Halloween event. It's the church taking advantage of America's cultural influence of the haunted house. It's the church absolutely capitalizing on the time of year.
Well, yeah,
he's honest.
That's what's happening.
Like Roberts, Terry Long, the pastor of Calvary Chapel in Salt Lake City, believes the church can turn Halloween into something good. Because there's something bad about Halloween, see?
Right, that's the idea.
Evil creatures going bump in the night, well, Satan.
That's the whole idea, is that somehow or another it's satanic. And to me, that
wasn't Princess the number one costume?
With 4 million, 4 million princess costumes were worn yesterday by little girls across the nation who obviously are celebrating a satanic holiday. I just don't understand this kind of gobbledygook. These are the people that won't let their kids read Harry Potter.
These are those people.
Now, I mean, how crazy is this?
What is it exactly about? Maybe you're one of these evangelical Christians. What is it about Halloween that is satanic in your mind? Is it the candy?
Well, it's a pagan holiday.
Dressing up? Well, so is Christmas. 800-259-9231, back before it was called Christmas, at least. 1-800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN financial bulletin. Have you ever wanted to make a lot of extra cash in a way that requires very little money to get started? If so, and you have a high-speed internet connection, this may well be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. You can now get a free DVD that reveals how to make more money than any sane person can possibly spend, and do it while working part-time at home with your computer. The new DVD shows how to earn money with no employees, no rent or other overhead, and the best part is that you don't have to go into debt to get started. It's extremely easy to get this home business up and running. And if you work smart, you can start earning money in a very short period of time. The DVD is free. However, you must pay a small shipping charge. To get your DVD, simply call 888-213-1455. That's 888-213-1455. If the line is busy, please keep trying to call back. That number again is 888-213-1455.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
Hey, Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online. The bulletin board system is available for you with over a quarter of a million posts. Lots of stuff to talk about. Serious issues. Fun stuff. You'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That is bbs.freetalklive.com.
Today's businesses, banks, healthcare providers, landlords, utilities, and educational institutions are plagued by a burgeoning rate of consumers who fail to pay their bills. You may believe that this debt only affects those industries and businesses. However, when people do not pay their bills, all customers pay the penalties, which are manifest through increased prices everywhere. So, if you have, know of any businesses that require assistance with collections, tell them to call SACL CAI for a no-cost, no-obligation proposal. SACL CAI, where we reposition companies to zero in on principal operations and regain their financial foundation. See their banner at freetalklive.com. SACL CAI.
800-259-9231. Are you one of those people that believes that Halloween is satanic? If so, why? Is it because little kids are getting dressed up in costumes with horns and spiky, pointy tails and devil outfits? I mean, is that what makes it satanic, the fact that there are scary monster outfits? Or is there something inherently satanic about walking around asking people for candy? Or is it something else entirely? Carving pumpkins with evil-looking faces. Is that satanic as well? That's what I just want to know. Really, what is it about Halloween? If there were no evil monster outfits, would it still be a satanic holiday? Is there something inherently satanic about dressing up as something you are not? I don't know. I just want to know what their rationale is.
Right, the idea that it's a pagan holiday, like you said, it's fallacious because all our holidays are, in fact, pagan holidays, and they've all been co-opted by, the church. This Halloween was not, in fact, co-opted by the church.
Maybe that's why they're upset.
Is that why it is that what makes it satanic, that it's a, sort of a spooky harvest holiday kind of thing? I mean, what the hell?
Well, Terry Long, the pastor of Calvary Chapel in Salt Lake City, believes the church can turn Halloween into something good. He says, instead of cursing the darkness, just turn on the light. Each year, Long's church hosts a Halloween alternative Hallelujah party, said Kim Giebler, who helps coordinate the event, cited Romans 12:21 as their theme. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. The annual Hallelujah party allows about 1,000 kids to experience the usual Halloween costumes and candy, but also includes an invitation for them to ask Jesus to be their savior. Now, do they allow kids with devil outfits into the party? Or do they get turned away?
I imagine that's not really, they frown on that.
So they don't, I don't know. I would think they would allow, I mean, if you showed up at this Hallelujah party, wouldn't they want to save you? So wouldn't they want to allow you in there? In
I suppose.
Devil costume?
But what if you were a member of the youth group in the church and you're just sort of one of the troublemakers, kids?
Like I was?
Yeah.
Though many at Calvary Chapel participate in the party, some stay home. Long has no condemnation for people who opt out of the Halloween alternative. Rather, he encourages them to pray for the event's success. Mike Gilbart Smith, assistant pastor at the Capitol Hill Baptist Church in Washington, D.C., said that although his church doesn't sponsor a Halloween alternative, church members have found their own ways of dealing with the holiday. Do Satanists deal with Easter? I mean, are there protests on Christmas and Easter because people are offended by the Christians having themselves a little holiday? Where are the Satan outreach centers on Easter?
Well, I thank God there are no Satanist outreach anythings.
Well, first of all, Satanism actually doesn't have anything to do with the character of Satan.
Well, that's not exactly true. There's all kinds of different Satanists out there. Some of whom worship, some kind of fictitious weird demon thing.
You're right.
And others.
There just aren't enough of them really to speak of.
This
period.
Anthony LaVey and
Antoine
and whatever.
Antoine
LaVey. He, his is a sort of a secular humanist thing that uses the term Satanism, but whatever.
Well. Again, this other church in D.C. doesn't sponsor an initiative. Some use trick-or-treating as an evangelistic opportunity, giving out Bible tracts with candy. Others celebrate Reformation Day, recognizing...
Now, I don't have... There's a set of tracts out there, and I don't remember off the top of my head.
The chick ones?
Yeah, the chick... Is it
the cartoons,
little
right?
books?
I don't know. I don't know if they come in book form. I imagine they do.
Okay, there's the little tiny books.
Yeah.
The
cartoons.
Yeah, they have the comic books.
Yeah.
I have always liked those, even though they're, they don't necessarily espouse things that I believe. Mm-hmm. I've always kind of liked those and enjoy getting them.
But why?
Why? I like
do
to
actually read them.
Yeah, I find them entertaining.
So what is one of those things where they try to teach you a little lesson, right?
Well, of course.
Johnny shouldn't steal.
Well, no, it's more a
more
biblical lesson. And they often have little drawn-up demons in them and things.
Gotcha. Because,
I was thinking about this, and I was watching something on YouTube or something like that, and it got me to thinking. It takes a step of faith to believe that there's a God. Mm-hmm. And it takes an additional step of faith to believe that there's a devil out there, mixing it up, trying to do bad things to you. I'm not willing to quite go that far. there's an additional step of faith to believe that there's this God and this devil have on their team angels and demons who are, and then to believe that those angels and demons interact with humans to cause good and bad things to happen. And
I don't know.
Tempt you.
I don't know if there are steps there. I think that you can take one step and jump right into it all.
Well, I suppose you could go ahead and.
I mean,
do
if
that.
You believe in the
but
fantasy
it's a step
concept,
in belief.
It's all fantasy. It's all fantasy, though. It's just different levels of fantasy, or different aspects to the fantasy.
And by the way, there's an additional step. People to believe in exorcisms and things mm-hmm. like that. They believe that they can control these angels and demons.
Right.
Right? They through the power
by shaking some book at them or
through
holy
the power
water.
Of their voice as you know. Children of God, they in fact can control the angels and demons,
right.
And they, you know, send them on their way and do whatever it is that they
have
want to do.
Have you seen the Penn and Teller BS on exorcism?
I haven't.
You should.
Yeah.
It's very entertaining.
Well,
they actually have video footage of these things.
Yeah, well, it's...
Essentially what it amounts to, the exorcisms,
mm-hmm.
They essentially amount to a priest or whoever abusing somebody, physically abusing them. And just shaking them by the shoulders and
a lot of
throwing
people,
cold water in their face and doing all kinds of
a lot of people
things.
Go to, in front of the, you know, whomever is doing the exorcism, and they're done in all kinds of Christian denominations. A lot of people go willingly in order to be mm-hmm. exorcised.
Yes, and then they perform. Then they perform and they act as though they're
individuals,
possessed.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Anyway, let's continue here. Still
some tongues.
Apparently, a father of three, Gilbert Smith, said he and his family don't celebrate Halloween. He doesn't see a point in doing so and would have to have some positive reasons before getting involved. Oh, you know, positive reasons like fun? Good time for your kids? Still, Gilbert Smith knows the decision of whether or not to celebrate or even recognize Halloween could be a challenge for some Christians. He suggested people ask themselves one question. Quote, what would your involvement or non-involvement be telling people about your stance toward evil? On the night of October 31st, Doug Phillips will spend the evening like he would on any other night with family devotions. That sounds like fun. Phillips, president of Vision
People
Forum,
know how to rock at the Phillips house.
A Texas-based organization dedicated to restoring biblical family values, might tell his eight children stories about Martin Luther and other reformers, but other than that, life will run as normal. Phillips enjoyed Halloween celebrations as a child, but when he became a Christian, he decided they were unwise and inconsistent with biblical Christianity. What a jerk! So, he enjoyed Halloween as a kid and then decided he was going to deprive his kids of that same experience because he's more educated now that he's an adult. So, wait a minute. He turned out okay, right?
Can't you just tell your kids we're not going to wear any spooky, ghoulish costumes? And then, you know,
there must be something inherently wrong with getting dressed up, right? What is it? Can you explain it to me, please? This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calbin Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calbin Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. SACROWEDGY.com. That's SACROWEDGY.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us, including live streams, broadband version, and the dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Talking about those crazy evangelical Christians. And the way they handle Halloween.
It's not every evangelical Christian. You know, some do, some don't.
Okay, well, that's why I said evangelical instead of saying those crazy Christians.
I know, but
okay, I was trying, Mark, to back away from painting all Christians with this anti-Halloween brush.
I'm sure it's some evangelical, some not, and some, you know, that would just be considered themselves regular Protestants, and some who aren't.
I am confused, and no one is called in to talk about this. Maybe we just don't have a large evangelical listening audience, but. I'm just confused as to what it is that parents are so concerned with. Let me give you an example. Father of three, a guy named Gilbert Smith. Gilbert Smith is his last name. Said he and his family don't celebrate Halloween. That instead they do things at home together. He says that he doesn't see a point in doing so and would have to have some positive reasons for getting involved. Still, he knows the decision of whether or not to celebrate Halloween can be a challenge. He suggested that people ask themselves a question. What would your involvement or non-involvement be telling people about your stance toward evil? These people seem to want to save people from other people from Halloween. Do they believe that kids are going to go out trick-or-treating, collect a bunch of candy, and then later on in the evening attend a dark mass with a sacrifice? I mean, really, there's no door to go in. You can't pass through some sort of door in your mind and go down the road to just evil terrible things because you're going around taking candy from people that are offering it to you. I mean, what do they think's going to happen here? How many kids end up in the middle of a forest clearing at midnight on Halloween killing goats with a hunting knife? I mean, how does this happen?
Well, I suppose,
has this ever happened?
I suppose that the idea is that, you know, Halloween includes in it, you know, this sort of embracement of the idea of
darkness,
right, you know, which is spell casting, summoning of demons and ghosts and that kind of nonsense. And those people consider that to be evil. I would consider the participation in those sort of activities to be, well, somewhere along the line of insane. But, you know, if somebody wants to do such a thing, fine and dandy. It just doesn't make any sense to me. But I don't believe in ghosts and demons and stuff like that. I mean, if these people want to, you know, look into something that's not being, you know, that's sort of being covered up, I suggest going where, you know, there's an obvious, you know, an obvious cover up and check out Bigfoot.
Phillips enjoyed, one of the other Christians, enjoyed Halloween celebrations as a child, but when he became a Christian, decided to prevent his kids from involvement because he believes they're unwise and inconsistent with biblical Christianity. He says, it's about what saith the scripture. He actually said saith. S-A-I-T-H.
Well, that's because it's because God spoke through King James.
He says, go to the Bible and ask yourself the question, if all I had was the Bible to lead me to a wise conclusion, where would I end up? While Phillips commended sharing Bible tracts with neighbors on Halloween, he doesn't think Christians should take on the exteriors of the occult to reach non-Christians. See, for him, it's too unchristian to put a little spooky ghost hanging outside or a little cobweb action to encourage kids to come up and take your Jesus tracts. That's too far. It's too far down the road to Satan. You're going to get pulled in if you do that. Careful now.
Can you turn on your porch light and have a bowl of candy? Because I don't think that either one of those connotates any kind of, is the carving of pumpkins?
The sweet tooth is one of the roads to Satan, Mark. You just don't understand.
Well,
that's how he gets those kids.
Gluttony.
When it comes to evangelism, he says it isn't anything goes. Perhaps, said Steve Russo, the author of Halloween, what's a Christian to do? That's right. They actually have books instructing Christians on what to do on Halloween.
Of course they do. They have books on anything that anybody will buy a book on.
On one of the darkest nights of the year, he says, why not talk about the light of the world, Jesus? As an evangelist, I would say, what a great opportunity we have. Russo doesn't think Christians need to completely abandon traditional Halloween activities. Rather, he thinks they can find a balanced, reasonable approach to Halloween without celebrating its darker aspects. His 11-year-old daughter plans to go trick-or-treating early this year, an activity Russo says can be safe and fun with parental monitoring. He says, I don't see anything wrong with that at all. Almost a decade after her conversion, Cathcart is still married and now serves as a Bible study coordinator at Robert's Church. Rather than trick-or-treating, she opts for helping with the Hell House on Halloween, saying, sometimes we have to use extreme measures to save God's people. After all, if someone were in a burning house, would you quietly say, come out, you will die? No, you'd run in there with your arms waving and screaming to the top of your lungs, grabbing them if need be to save them from an untimely death.
Yes, that's what people believe.
Why don't they go around and...
Some people believe.
Why don't they go around and, like, reverse trick-or-treat? Has anyone ever tried that one? Where you could go around and knock on people's doors and hand them a Bible tract? Like, shame on you for participating in this evil satanic holiday. I realize it's a George Bush voice. Sort of. I was trying to keep him out of my Southern Christians, but, you know, they sort of play.
I don't think that that's the way to go about it. If you are, in fact, going to reverse trick-or-treat, I would recommend smiling and being nice and giving out your tracts. You know, I personally, as somebody who has received plenty of tracts, and I don't believe that Jesus Christ is my personal savior, I like getting some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Others, I'm not really interested in. But, you know, it just depends on the type.
You know, the tracks that
the
upset
way
me.
It's done. You know, one time I had a maid gal who was cleaning my house, and I'm not sure exactly why she decided to leave tracks. I think it's because she found my bong. But she decided to leave tracks at my house, and I'm like, you know, no, I didn't pay you to come here and leave tracks at my house, even though you did clean.
Yeah.
But if you know, offer it to the person and they decide to take it, then...
No, that's okay.
Yeah.
So... There's the Halloween story. It really it didn't go into Hell Houses that much. I'm sure I could find another Hell House story. I had three of them at least. But it sort of generally covered the wide variety amongst the evangelical movement. Now remember, these are all people and churches that self-identified as evangelical Christians. So they're the most extreme fundamental Christians you can find. And even within the evangelical movement, there was a wide variety of acceptance for different levels of Halloween, right? Some of them said it's okay to trick-or-treat as long as your parents are there, no problem. Some of them said, no, not at all. You can't even put a cobweb on your house. You know, and so really, it spanned quite a variety of choices there. And it once again really makes you have to ask the question, how does anybody who wants to believe in a God, who wants to believe in this Christian God, how does anybody make a determination as to what is the correct path to take? Which religion has the message right? Which religion is teaching the one true word, right? Now, of course, I don't believe in any of it. I'm an atheist. But the question still remains, and it was a question I was asking to myself when I was becoming an atheist, was, well, how do you know? I mean, how do you pick?
Right. How is God going to sit on Judgment Day? Now, I am not an atheist. I believe in God, but I don't believe in Judgment Day. I don't believe that a loving God is going to have anything like Judgment Day. But how I was taught that Judgment Day exists, and how is God going to sit there on Judgment Day and ask me, condemn me to hell and when I say, well, look, I'm confused, God. There was all these choices out there, and, I decided not to make a decision on any of them. They seemed foolish to me.
These guys say one thing, they say something else.
This is the mind you gave me, and that's the decision I decided to make.
Right, and what if it turns out that it was okay to go trick-or-treating and you didn't have to go so far and not into no fun land?
Right.
I mean, how do you know?
I mean, is going trick-or-treating going to condemn you to hell, that very action? I mean, I know that there's holiness Christians out there, people that believe that you can't sin at all. What do they think?
I don't know. We'd love to hear from you, especially perhaps if you've got a personal experience with running, maybe going to one of these hell houses. If you can tell us what it was like. Or perhaps you, when you were younger, were involved on the inside of these sorts of churches. What was the attitude like? Was it just anti-Halloween all around? What was your experience? 800-259-9231, or you can bring up whatever you want. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeats are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are for free. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then amp up. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up for as little as $3 a month. It's totally voluntary. You know the website's for free, so this is above and beyond all that. This is if you want to help Free Talk Live get on more stations around the country and spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll see that what happens is when you send that money in, it comes in, all pools together because it's $3 from you and $3 from a whole bunch of other people. It all pools together into the same account, and we take that money and we spend it to reach out to new radio stations and advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you like us, it's a great way to help the show. amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Still talking about Halloween Hell House. I want to take your calls if you've had any experience with this, with these things, with these evangelical Christians that apparently believe different things. Some evangelicals believe that a little bit of Halloween, that's okay. Some of them say you can't even go near it. Don't you dare even put a spider web on your doorstep to try to attract kids to give out your little Jesus tracts or whatever it is they do. It's interesting, the wide variety of responses, even amongst the evangelical world. I'm just curious if you have any experience with any of this. Let's go to the phones. You can bring up what you want. Scott in Carlsboro, Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Scott. Hello, Scott.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I just had a similar story there about, you know, first of all, I'm not knocking Christians. It's just some of them are kind of comical in their... in their beliefs.
And lots of people are comical in lots of different beliefs.
Exactly.
We're just talking about the comical beliefs.
Exactly. My kids have a friend whose parents are pretty hardcore born-again Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And they almost completely freaked out when we were going to take their kid to see Harry Potter.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, because in their church, I mean, they literally talked about it in church. Mm-hmm. About how evil it was, the witchcraft, and all this other stuff.
Because witchcraft is real or something.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Right, that's giving it a lot of credence, you know, that that somehow you can a person can say the incantations and actually get things done in the real world. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you know, they're afraid their kid's going to turn their cat into a dog or something, you know, something really freaky like that.
I don't know.
I think they're just afraid that it's hard to
put words into their mouth, but I feel like they're afraid their kids are going to slip away from, you know, the hands of Jesus or something like that. Not necessarily that they'll become witches, but they'll sort of slip away from the religion that they're with.
Well, the funny thing is, you know, it's almost like they're programmed by the church because they were so hardcore against this Harry Potter, but yet a few weeks later they allowed their kid to go see the Chronicle of Narnia.
Hmm.
And we brought it up to him. We say, well, it says the lion, the witch, and the wardrobe right in the title. And it
That's
didn't even register to him.
Yeah, so I guess if there's... So you're saying, you're suggesting that the church...
In the lion, the witch, and the wardrobe, the witch is bad, whereas in Harry Potter, the witch is good.
But what about... Now, do Christians allow the their kids to watch... Oh, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. What is it? What's that damn movie?
Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz. Thank you.
Yeah.
Do they allow them to watch that movie? Because there are good and bad witches in that movie.
Yeah, you know, I have no idea. I personally believe that it's all programming from the church. You know,
yeah.
They go to the church, the pastor, whoever, you know, gives them their sermon, and it's like their marching orders. You know, that's what they believe. You know, that's their mindset. You're not going to talk them. You're not going to give them any, you know... You're not going to change their view at all.
I think you're right, because many of these people are not encouraged to think for themselves. And, I mean, that's just a fact. They don't like it when you ask too many questions, when you ask too many prying questions about religion and the contradictions in the Bible and that sort of thing. They try to brush you off.
Well, that's not true. I've met lots of Christians that want to talk to me about my questions and... you know, that have done their best to answer them. I'm not saying that they've given me... They obviously haven't given me satisfactory answers.
There are certainly exceptions to that point, but I think in general, there's not a lot of encouragement for critical thinking within these religions. It's doctrine, you know, doctrinaire. This is what you should do. This is how you should behave. This is what you should watch or shouldn't watch, and I think you're absolutely right on that.
I had another guy... You know, I always like to push the buttons on people and debate and get them to, you know, push the envelope a little bit and make them think, and I had this one young guy who was, you know, he's a Christian, and I don't, you know, I believe in God, and I don't know if I am because I'm afraid of not believing in the consequences or what, you know, so I'm kind of trying to cover my butt. But,
so that's it. You say you personally, you believe in God, but not necessarily the Christian God?
I kind of believe in God, and I don't know if it's I believe in him because I'm afraid not to believe in him, because I have my doubts, you know?
Well, I have doubts, too, but, you know, the God that I believe in doesn't really care very much whether or not you decide to believe in him.
Well, can you explain that, Mark? Because it's an interesting point.
Well, you know, I use as an explanation for some things that I find inconsistent in the world, and it makes perfectly good sense to me that there is a God. You know, there's some things from a scientific standpoint that don't quite make sense to me. Fine, I'll go with that. And I believe that people desperately want to believe in God, and it seems odd that they would, in fact, so many people, it's almost almost every culture across the world believes in God. Seems like
exactly.
If there wasn't one, they wouldn't believe in one. You know, that to me is proof enough. But
that's a logical fallacy, by the way, Mark.
Fine.
Argumentum ad populum.
Fine. It doesn't matter, and it wouldn't matter to me that whether you believe in God or not believe in God, so what?
Right, you're not trying
God
to save me.
Doesn't change anything, really.
You know, throughout, you know, time, people have believed in gods, whether it was the Egyptians believing in sun gods or whatever. And, you know, to me, it seems like it's almost a comfort zone, because when things are unexplainable and
yes,
it's too hard for the human mind to wrap around,
yep,
there's a certain comfort in being able to say it's the gods have control.
Yes, that's so one part of it. That's one facet of religion. The other facet is control. See, they want to give people an explanation for the unexplained, but at the same time, they want to be able to control their behavior and control the things that they do. In many cases, in the olden days, the church wanted to control their land. So, I mean, there was a serious control aspect to religion as well. And that's why, I happen to not believe in a God. That doesn't mean I necessarily write off the concept that there could be some sort of being that is more supreme than human beings. That would be, it would be silly for me to say, well, there's nothing else out there. We are the top of the food chain. There could very well be all kinds of other things in the universe. It's just that would I call them gods? Not necessarily. And if they demanded, if one of them came here and showed his power or whatever and demanded to be worshipped, I would resent that. I resent the idea that some god would want to be worshipped. No thanks. I don't want to do that. I don't worship the state, and I won't worship some deity either.
No, thank you. I will not wash your feet.
There you go. Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate hearing
you.
From
it was
you.
A pleasure.
Yeah, 800-259-9231.
No, we're getting a little off the Halloween topic now. You
There's
know?
No set topic on Free Talk Live. We can go anywhere.
Okay.
That's why it's Free Talk Live. So 800-259-9231, whether you want to talk about the religion thing or the Halloween situation or something completely different. Sounds like we've got another call on the line, and I don't know who it is. Hello? Did you just hear someone blow into their phone?
It certainly sounded like it.
All right. Well, let's go to Jeremy in also in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, guys, you know, it all kind of boils back down to the free state thing.
Uh-oh. Jeremy, we're losing your cell phone, my friend.
Yeah, let him call back.
Yeah, try back. 800-259-9231. I do have a good description of one of the hell houses, like a detailed description.
Give it here.
We don't have enough time. We might do it in hour number three. Also, we are getting a request for something. Apparently, last night I mentioned we had the behind-the-scenes story from Ron Paul at the Tonight Show, and we didn't get to that either, so hopefully we'll do that as well. In the meantime, we go to Mike in Wisconsin. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
I wanted to talk to you about a Ron Paul story I had.
Okay.
I was in Iowa State 2 weeks ago for a Ron Paul rally, mainly of college kids. And before the rally, we were waving signs on the sidewalk, like, come to the rally, support Ron Paul. And the free speech police came out from the university and told us that we were not in a free speech zone and we were not allowed to wave our signs. And we had to go to a certain cordoned off area that was designated a free speech zone. And I don't know what you guys think of that. You know, free speech zones on campuses kind of seems ridiculous. But
absolutely.
I'm a little torn on that. It's the college's campus, and you should be able to decide on your property where people are able to speak and where they aren't. But then again, at the same time, my tax dollars go to support that college. They get all kinds of money from the state, local, and federal government.
If the government's involved, then everywhere that's a public area should be a free speech zone.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we told the person. We said the Constitution says that the entire United States is a free speech zone. I mean, isn't that true?
No, that's not what the Constitution says. The Constitution says the government should respect free speech in public areas. So, for instance, you can't come in my house and start screaming at the top of your lungs.
You can't yodel outside my window.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, on a public campus, I wouldn't think that...
Tell us the rest of the story in a moment. We want to find out what happened to you and your friends here in a bit. This is Free Talk Live, Hour 3 coming up.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Are you concerned?